Number 137. The Plagiarizing Pilgrim. Years ago, a pious pilgrim decided to visit a holy shrine overseas. He knew a pilot who could get him on a ship for a pittance in exchange for working on the ship. His job was to put the pitch on the inside of the hull, which was made of pine. There were many dangers and pitfalls on the ship. Some people pilfered from the crew and the passengers. When these people were caught, they were put in the pillory, which would pique them, and would placate the pitiless victims. In their opinion, it was plain that these people had to be punished. One day, the pilgrim was busy drawing a pinion and plagiarizing a book about dancing. The book contained instructions on how to do strange things, like doing a pirouette on top of an upturned pitcher. Plagiarism was common in these times. Sitting at the pinpoint of the tallest mast on the ship, he looked across the ocean and saw what he thought was a piscatorial boat, but was, in fact, a pirate ship. A pinnace was launched from the pirate ship and came towards the ship the pilgrim was on. The pirates clearly intended to pillage the ship from the pinnacle to the bottom of the hull. They were armed with pistols and were prepared to pinch with pincers, kick, and punch people in order to get what they wanted. So the pilgrim slid down the pillar and, grabbing a placard, hit one of the pirates. This was a pivotal moment because it encouraged several of the crew to pivot and to take on the pirates. When the pirates were beaten, the crew plaited a rope and tied them up. After a few hours, they made plaintive pleas for food and medicine. The crew members were piteous and fed the evil pirates piquant pith and placebos. Upon reaching land, the pirates were handed over to the authorities. The crew and the passengers were the plaintiffs in the subsequent Placid court case. The pirates only provided pithy and pitiful responses to questions. Their pithiness was appreciated, as neither the crew nor the passengers wanted to waste much time there. If the pirates thought that they were going to escape with their lives, they were having a pipe dream. The pilgrim thanked God for his fortune and deliverance from the plague of pirates.